Blog Talk Radio.
Conservative Party Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Tracy.
And I'm just plain Bill.
And we're here to discuss, well, we're not here to discuss a whole lot of things tonight. We have some other business to take care of.
Yes,
Bill,
we do. Yes.
You're not feeling too well, dude.
Oh, man, I am not. I picked up some kind of galloping crud, and I'm running a temperature. I'm hacking, and as soon as I'm done with my part, I'm taking some Advil PM, I am crawling under my covers, and I'm sleeping this off. I'm
just
done.
Do it.
Yeah. I'll tell you. But you're right, you know, we've got some really kind of exciting stuff to talk about here in the first part. One of the things, I know that you are aware, and I know that I am aware, and I am hoping that all of our listeners are aware, that today, this very day, 234 years ago, the United States Marine Corps was born.
Hoorah!
And so, given that, I want to give a great big shout out to at Marine Major, all of his buds, and all of those past, present, and future Marines. Thank you for serving your nation.
Starheads unite!
Yes. And while I wasn't a Marine, I was in the Air Force, as was Tracy.
Me too.
Tomorrow is a very important day also.
My dad's birthday.
Tomorrow? It's what?
My dad's birthday.
Well, that's an important day.
And my sister Elizabeth's birthday, too.
Oh, my God. Well, in that case, your dad and your sister share a date that is very important to this country.
To me too.
And that is Veterans Day.
Yes.
Tomorrow is the day that we honor our veterans. And Tracy and I...
Thank you very much.
Yep. Tracy and I... Actually, Tracy started it. It was about a month ago. And we started talking about Veterans Day is coming up. What can we do? And we decided that what we would like to do is ask our listeners and our listeners' friends and their friends to donate a dollar, just $1. I mean, it's economic hard times, folks. Everybody can spare a dollar. Donate a dollar, at least a dollar, to a veterans organization. And I have a recommendation for you. If you go to your favorite search engine and you type in soldiersangels.org, that's .org, not .com, you will pull up a site that is dedicated to helping wounded veterans. Their current project is a thing called Project Valor IT. And what they do is they acquire and set up computers to operate on voice command and give those computers to those veterans that need to be able to connect and are physically unable to. They can talk, but they can't type. I have donated to them in the past. I intend on making a donation again tomorrow. did you have a recommendation besides them?
No, we did talk about it, and I specifically wanted to deal with vets tomorrow, and Soldiers Angels is a really good organization. They make a really strong effort to put, as much money as possible towards the activities that they actually, to the vets. The money goes to them. And if I remember correct in all of my readings of them, it's almost all vet run.
Yes.
So you have, even the administrative costs go to the vets, and for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
So I just one of those things where, I kind of made light a little bit with, Dad and Elizabeth's birthday, but, Dad is the eldest in the family. Elizabeth's the youngest, so they kind of bracket things, and it's kind of odd that they're born on the same day. But I actually remember my sister's birth. I wasn't obviously at the hospital. I was 10 at the time. But I remember getting up to go to school that day and, coming down, and my dad was home. And I'm like, what are you doing home?
Mm-hmm.
Mom's at the hospital. She's having the baby. I'm on, as soon as you guys are off to school, I'm on my way up there. And almost as he was speaking, because we left for school at 8:30 in the morning, and Elizabeth was born at 8:32.
Oh, how cool.
So almost as he was speaking, she was being born.
Yep.
And so it's always been a big day in our family, but at the same token, when Steve and I both went into the service, my parents are immigrants to this country. One of the things that my father did as part of his citizenship was to be in the Army. He did 2 years in the United States Army as a non-citizen.
Uh-huh.
Member of the military service.
Yep. Served with a couple of those.
Yeah, and so it was kind of important when my parents came to this country. They had to have sponsors. They had to have my father had to have a job.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to have a place to live and the wherewithal to be able to support themselves because they weren't allowed to have any government assistance in any shape or form.
Yep.
And the first apartment my parents had was rented to them by a gentleman named Paul Larkin, who had served in World War II in North Africa.
Wow.
Had fought against Rommel directly
mm-hmm.
some of the combat stuff. Had really, I only ever talked to him once about the military, and apparently, he was in a vehicle that had been hit. He was the only one to get out of it.
Oh, boy.
Completely uninjured.
My goodness.
And when we became, it wasn't just a matter that he was a landlord. Eventually, he became Uncle Paul. And
cool.
His wife, who he married, who's 20 years his junior, became my Aunt Betty, and they remained friends of the family through all my years growing up. When Steve and I went into the military, right at the end of basic training, we were sent a letter by him stating that he was never more proud of people that he knew going into the service as he was of us. First generation born of immigrants serving their country.
Yep.
He died the next day.
Oh.
And both Steve and I, in uniform, served as pallbearers in his funeral.
Wow.
He died November 11th.
Oh, boy.
Not a bad thing.
Boy.
I mean, it's in our family, it's an incredibly important day.
Oh, yeah.
Involved in them. So
yep.
I have a great deal of respect for veterans in general. I have a great deal of enthusiasm for people that serve. And I strongly recommend it. It's one of those days when I really like. I did get a card today from a friend.
Did you really?
For your service. Yeah, she does it every year.
Cool.
Kind of
how cool.
So it is
cool.
Very cool, and let me tell you, military service members, you're going to embarrass the shit out of them by saying thank you.
Yes.
But let me tell you, it really, really makes a difference.
Yeah, certainly does. Certainly does. Incidentally, one other item on Soldier Angels.
Mm-hmm.
If you truly don't have any money, and yeah, there are some folks that just really don't have a buck. If you have an old cell phone, you can donate that. They'll pay the postage.
Cool.
So be thinking about that, folks.
Next thing.
Yeah.
I would like us to see, a really big, turnout for that. So, to everyone that listens, please pass it around.
Absolutely.
Buck by PayPal works very well.
Yep.
And it's not a big chunk of change, and we could have a really big impact for them.
Yeah, we could.
So
and they deserve it. Every one of them.
Absolutely, positively, no doubt about it. Deserve it.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right.
Okay. Is it time for my disclaimer so that I can go crawl into bed?
Yes.
Okay. Folks, disagreement does not mean rejection. Disagreement means two people, or more than two people, simply don't agree on a particular point. It is absolutely okay to disagree. None of us agree 100% with everything anybody else says or thinks. None of us are built that way. Doesn't happen. The important thing is, as conservatives, is that we rally around basic principles. Principles that, when applied consistently, are always result in a correct application of that principle. That it is consistent, and that it works every time you apply it to a situation. We can disagree as to how it might be applied. We can disagree as to what its effects are. We can disagree about a lot of things. But simply because we disagree does not make any of us less of a conservative. Tracy has in the past, probably will tonight, undoubtedly will in the future, say some things that I disagree with. I have said things in the past, probably not going to say anything tonight, but certainly will in the future, that Tracy will disagree with. We have a high regard for one another. We will do that respectfully. We will do that based on our understanding of the principles that we follow. And it's okay if we disagree. It does not make either one of us less of a conservative. And that's all the disclaimer I'm offering.
Bill?
Yeah?
Will you please go to bed and feel better?
I will do that. Tracy, have a great rest of the show.
We'll talk to you very soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Tonight, I'm kind of going to go back to the way of doing the show that harkens back to a time before Bill joined me. And I'm going to say goodbye. I had not planned on a goodbye show, but Bill asked and suggested it would be a good idea. Last week, I informed Bill that if he wanted to continue this show, he was welcome to do so. For the rest of the month of November, while I decided on a permanent change of direction or not, Bill has said he does not want to do this show solo, and I respect that. I have also terminated my relationship with the American Conservative Party as far as an active role in development. Whether I continue as a member is unclear. My decisions in these areas are based on several issues that have come to a point in my life where I must choose whether to defend a movement that clearly violates the principles I hold dear, or whether I need to continue in a movement because my principles leave me no alternative. I am a classical liberal. I believe in individual rights, individual liberty. I believe that the pursuit of happiness is fundamental to the nature of our nation. These beliefs are not founded in faith. They are grounded in the knowledge that I, as an individual, have an inherent claim upon them. My rights exist, whether there are conservatives or a constitution or even a society that agrees with them or not. My liberty is bound only by the reach of my rights and the limit of yours. My happiness is not predicated upon your acceptance or offense or beliefs. However, none of that is shared by the vast majority of people that call themselves conservatives. Certainly they are strongly held beliefs, but to call them principles, unwavering guidelines for acting with, by, for, or against others is to give them too much substance. Last Wednesday, after hours of debate and discussion about the election results, I was greeted by the proclamation that at 0:31, the fucking fags were denied again. The people of Maine had denied gay marriage at the polls. A look at the results showed that it was not a conservative victory. A significant number of Democrats had to have voted against gay marriage and, in fact, probably gave it the margin of victory. The weekend before, I had argued, again, about abortion with a number of people on the right. I could get into the specifics of abortion, but the issue then, and mine now, is that abortion is not really on the table. Will not be on the table for the foreseeable future. If conservatives really wanted to do something about abortion, they could. That they have not should be considered in determining whether they really want to end it at all. After all, if some small percentage of the population, 1 or 2 or 10%, can get gay marriage on the ballot in 31 states, you'd think that with all the time, effort, emphasis, strong emotions, conservatives could get even one state to put a constitutional amendment on the ballot somewhere. But after 30 years, conservatives haven't even been able to move on the subject. There was a third item, small in the scheme of things, but also related. Someone told me that intelligent design was every bit a theory like the theory of evolution. The outright ignorance of that statement should embarrass everyone that hears it. But apparently not. The idea that such a topic should be taught in public schools should offend everyone with the principle that government has no business promoting a religion in schools, and religion is exactly and only what intelligent design is. So there I was on Wednesday. So mad I could spit. So mad that the office was closed early and I went home before I hit somebody. One poor clerk thought, rightly, that I was going to hit her. My Irish is up and frankly, it needs a target. And I both want it to be, and I'm scared to death, it's going to be you. There is no stoking this anger. I know it, and it will find its outlet. Now, even writing these words, it again is beginning to rise to the surface. When I speak them tomorrow, tonight, it will be here. It is here. Again. When it finds its outlet, I don't know where I will be with regard to the conservative movement. Right now, it does not deserve, it has not earned, my defense of it. I can't stop being a conservative. It is different than most of you, and I fear too alien for you to deal with. Funny how a thing like principles can become between us. Bill and I have talked on more than one occasion about taking the show in a different direction. Maybe we will actually do that. I do not know that for now, maybe for a long time, I will not, cannot continue to be a member of a movement that finds my very life to be an offense to everything it stands for. My only consolation is that everything it stands for is not the principles of our founding, but a set of beliefs that on occasion overlap. I leave you with this.